We've established in the laws of Borer that Borer is not only on an actual Ochel and a Psolet, but it also applies to two Mine Ochalim, and one of them is not preferred. So the one that's not preferred is considered a relative Psolet. The relative psolet is discussed in a Tosafot in Masechet Shabbat of Ayin Dalet. It's mentioned in Harambam, Hilchot Shabbat Perek Chet Halacha Yud Gimal, and it's brought down in Maran in Shin Yutet Halacha Dalet. In these cases, we have two foods. One food he's not interested in, that would be considered the psolet. However, if we look at the language of the Rambam, we see a seemingly big hadush. Logic would tell us that since the food that you don't want to eat is the psolet, so you'd have to choose the food that you want to eat. That's nochem betok psolet, like the regular law. However, the Rambam's language is borer echad mina echad, which sounds like you just separate them. Borer echad mina echad. It seems that the Rambam is saying a big hadush, that when it comes to ochel and ochel, it doesn't matter which one you borer, whether you borer the ochel or you borer the psolet. So there's a leniency according to Rambam. That's actually the way Rabbi David Arama learned the Rambam and the Megillat Sefer learned the Rambam. However, the Rama in Shulchan Aruch and Maran quotes this language of the Rambam. The Rama throws in a few extra words in the halakha when it says, Maran says, borer echad min ha'echad, umaniyach, the Rama throws in the words, umaniyach et ha'sheni. And the Mishnah Berurah means to say over here that the Rama is coming to say that you leave the second one that you don't want to eat. Implying that you picked the one that you wanted to eat. That means the Rama learned in the Rambam and Maran as well that there's no difference. That you must always take the item that you want to eat. So it comes out we have a mahlok and how to learn the Rambam. The Biur Halakha admits that there's a mahlok. However, he says, since you're dealing with over here a question in Isu Torah, because if you do it wrong, could be it's Isu from the Torah. So therefore he says one has to be mahmir, that even in Shnei Mine Ochalim, you can only be borer the one that you want to eat, and you leave the one that you don't, the way that Rama explained the Shulchan Aruch.